My mother always wanted a girl to dress up like a tulip, pigtails and curls. She'd be patient and she'd never talk back. What a shame I made a mess of that. Cross your legs, be chaste of heart. Mind your manners, play your part. Read your Bible twice a day. Close your eyes when you pray. Inside my dollhouse made of tissues, I have a temper and a bad attitude. Oh God, I hate my mommy. My father, he just treats me like
art. Well, people of Aotearoa, we're in for a treat. If I'm lucky, if I've done this right and pressed the right buttons, I think I might have Thea on the phone. Are you there?
I am here.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm trying to like stop my eyes from shutting because it's 10:15 and it's been a long day and it's on Sunday night here in LA. But in LA. You know what? I'm so happy to be speaking with you, Matthew Crawley.
Oh my goodness. Well, I'm so happy to be speaking to you. You're in LA and it's nearly midnight. Wow. Tell us what you're doing over there. What's going on?
So currently I'm actually looking after my friend's house, who you know while she's away on tour, Jolly Holland. So that's a good time. I'm looking after her beautiful little dog.
What a tiny little world.
But apart from that, I'm just, you know, like I've been doing many a show, traveling around Canada and California. And then, of course, the past few days have been occupied with the release of Boardhead, which has been so special. So I kind of was like, I felt very blessed because I was able to have two release days because, of course, Thursday here in the States is Friday in New Zealand. So I was able to get, 2 days. It was really great.
Oh, well, that sounds amazing. And, you know, I'm obsessed with the song, even more obsessed with the video. But tell us, if they haven't yet heard the song. By the way, for the listeners, I'm playing some of your previous singles while we talk about the new single, and then it's all going to explode. We're going to play the new single and everyone's going to go crazy. But tell us about Bald Head. I've been reading the lyrics and just kind of keep doing that thing where you like click in the air and you're like, yes. You know that thing? I do that. I'm doing that. It's amazing. It's so powerful. And the video is extraordinary. Song's extraordinary. You're amazing. Tell us about the song.
Thank you so much for your beautiful words. That is really lovely to hear. Okay, well, I mean, the name is something. If anyone is familiar with Uncle Bob Marley and Crazy Bald Head, then you may know this term. And it's like it's a Rastafari term for meaning other. But ever since, you know, I've been alive, I guess, I've known it in the Maori context of meaning, I suppose, Pākehā or colonizers. And so it's a very healthy coincidence, or perhaps it is, intentional. It's Kei a koutou that the current leader of this country has a bald head. And so, yeah, it's effectively just a, a real song of anger.
And I am loving it.
Protest against the many really, really damaging acts and things that have been put in place in the recent year in Aotearoa that is really like pushing back on a lot of the progress that we've made over the decades. And it just makes me, and obviously many other rangatahi Māori, so upset and hurt. And so, yeah, that's really why I wrote this waiata.
Yeah, well, fair enough. Goodness, it's like, I know that there are a lot of people who Pākehā, I feel very, very, very angry with these people. I mean, I just got to confess, I do have a bald head myself, but like, I know it's a turn of phrase, and I know there is a more famous bald man in this country, and as I'm just going to say, I'm not taking it personally, but I do, I definitely stand by what you're saying, and your anger is just so important. And, I think even this anger is polite for what's been happening here. Does that make sense? It's like, this is crazy. What's going on?
Oh, for sure. I mean, they're like, regressing back into the dark ages. Like, it's ridiculous. So yes, absolutely. I feel like this is a healthy way to process emotions, but also I really want to, rile people up and try and enact some change. And then obviously I'm very aware with the lyrics that I'm spitting out, especially in the chorus, in the bridge. You are a cannibal, you brought the plague, curse us with churches and teach us your ways, bald head, you made your bed. Like, I understand that that's very, it's going to touch a nerve for some, maybe, racist. Or just people who are trying to,
Well,
I'm fully aware, it's not an easy thing to do, but I just choose to obviously not look at the negative comments and look at the swarms of fellow rangatahi and obviously also allies who are standing with us and saying, oi, enough is enough.
Yeah, enough is way too much. That's like, the way I think that, this government is, I don't know, I'm trying to find my articulation here, but I think that it's the only silver lining I can see, is when this level of just overt racism happens in policymaking and society, it's like, it's this time where we can just kind of grab all those people who are sort of speaking that kind of stuff into the world, and then just kind of pull them into the light and be like, okay, there you were. I thought that's where you were, and then kind of that now we can get rid of them. That's our next job. Does that make any sense? It's like kind of dragging the kind of hate into the light to be able to kind of really give it a name and then get rid of it. I don't know. It's because.
Yeah,
it's because it is so overt. Like, it's no longer just kind of like casual comments or like, Don Brash kind of being a crazy old man or something. It's like, this is like, front and center racist policy that is happening, and it's just maddening. And it's the only thing I can think of is, it's like, well, hopefully now it's so in front of us that we can just say we never want this ever again and get rid of them. I don't know.
Yeah. 100%.
And your song's going to be the theme song.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been really special. It was so cool to, be able to gift this to some of, my personal heroes, and especially my absolute crush and
tell us.
mother of the nation, if you will, is Fire Debbie, mm-hmm. Ngāre Wā Pāka. And so I sent it to her and really wanted her to see it, and it's just been really beautiful. And also, like, the first couple of days after Boardhead was released, it was definitely, really just welcomed, I suppose, and really championed by Tiwi Māori, Putanoi Aotearoa. But then this morning I woke up and was getting messages from various Indigenous nations around America, some people really? Being like, you've arrived in the States, please keep going. And Hawaiians and other advocacy pages, and it's just been incredible. Like, people are just, it's been really, really cool. And I guess what I'm trying to say is, not in a whakahihi way, but more like, this is precisely why art like, this, and being able to release your anger through, songs of protest. This is why it's important, because obviously this is, stemming from and inspired by the many atrocities that we've faced through colonization, and then obviously like the recent events to do with the Treaty Principles Bill and, you know, trying to wipe out our Māori wards and representation and all of those things. But obviously there are many, many, many other nations and people groups around the world that are dealing with similar things and that can really resonate. And so, yeah, I think, of course, there's like a time for peaceful songs, but I'm not feeling that peaceful right now. So here you go.
Well, I feel sorry for anyone who's made you mad. And so I think that it's going to, because, you know, it does take, probably takes a bit. And I think that bit has well and truly happened here. So, and I'm so, so happy to hear that it's resonating with people around the world as well, because unfortunately, oppression is one of the most universal tales there is. And thank goodness for people like you. That's what I can say. Can you tell us about the video and maybe a sneaky hint about the album?
Yes, oh my gosh, thank you. Thanks for asking about the video. Yes, please, everyone go and take a look at it if you like. It's, I would say, the perfect whakatsinanatanga or embodiment, if you will, of, you know, te kaupapa o te waiata, of the message of the song. So it was shot when I was in Wellington as Māori artist in residence at Massey, and so I was very blessed to be able to, you know, it was just kind of perfect timing, and so we shot it in Wainui Omata, and I had a broken foot, like a severely fractured one at the time, and so I was kind of like hobbling around. The rain was really bad, but it just worked out so perfectly, and thankfully I had a lot of incredible you know, peers with me. Anyways, the premise of the video was I really wanted to whiteface Queen Victoria, because obviously she was in power and fueling the, you know, colonization of our people. And so I also really enjoy, like, if anyone's seen my performance clothing or anything, I really enjoy like decolonizing or re-indigenizing colonial silhouettes and pieces of clothing that were obviously like, our traditional clothing was stripped off us and we were forced to wear, you know, Pākehā clothing. So I wore clothes that hopefully made me look a little bit like Queen Victoria, but then obviously also re-indigenizing it. And then I wanted my fellow Taiohi Māori to be dressed in our beautiful, you know, cultural kākahu and traditional clothing. And it's pretty much, yeah, like, I mean, the idea is that hopefully you can't tell whether it's like, you know, shot, except for the fact that I'm obviously dressed as Queen Victoria, or whether you can tell whether it's being shot in pre-colonial times, or whether it's a perfect utopia post, you know, every problem known to touch our, you know, iwi Māori and... Yeah, so it was really, really amazing to make, and I'm so proud of how it turned out. Yeah. And I had a comment today from a journo who was interviewing me, who said, "Oh, it just looks like such high production values," and I was like, "Gee, that's like such a lovely compliment." But I burst out laughing because, you know, there was not one assistant. It was literally just myself, my good friend Frances, who shot a couple of my videos, just her with her camera and her tripod, and everything else was just, you know, our people and the costuming and performance. So it's really nice to see how
this is Frances Carter.
Many positive comments are being given to it.
Yeah, I'm just reading the comments now, and I love the top comment. Everything about this is phenomenal, and if you want to find out why, then you go and check out the video. I think it's the best way to do it, but I reckon maybe it's time to play this waiata nice and loud. But I think we should spell it so that everyone can find it nice and easy.
Oh, my gosh. Ewha, thank you. Really good point.
I'm just, you know, maximizing the, you know, the opportunity here. But it's all in capitals because, of course, it is. B-A-L-D is basically bald head, but instead of an E, it's the number 3. And there's an exclamation mark in case you needed it.
Yes.
Yep.
I wanted to like sort of allude to the fact that it's obviously a slur and kind of like self-censor it whilst also making it look, I don't know, just really bold.
Yeah, it's bold, all right. And so are you. I'm going to let you get some sleep, and thank you so much for this chat today. It's been very, very nice for me, and I can't wait for people who haven't heard the song yet to hear it right now.
Oh my gosh. E mihi ana ki a koe e pua. Thank you so much. And thank you everyone who's listening. I hope you love the song and I hope you blast it loud. And let's, you know, kia ngaua te kaki me ki o tēnei kāwanatanga so that the neck of this government is bitten.
Well, and with that, here it is. Awesome.
I cannot breathe, please step off of my chest. Loosen the noose tightening round my neck. I wish for freedom and to sing my song. Where prison is on the very land we're from. Thank you.